What, a little room off the bedroom that you hang your clothes up in,
closet.
Okay. If you don't have a... That rooster's going to get louder than you and me both, isn't it? If you don't have a closet, what might you have to put your clothes in? If you didn't have a built-in closet.
If you don't have it.
Mm-hmm. What would you call something that you might be in your bedroom that you'd put your clothes in, to hang them up in you?
No. I don't. I mean, how do you know?
Did you ever have something called a wardrobe?
Oh, yeah.
A ship robe?
Yeah. Ship a robe or wardrobe.
Okay.
Oh, see.
What's the room at the top of the house that's just under the roof called?
Just under the roof?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Now that sort of depends on what sort of house it is.
Okay, what would you call this one, for instance, under this house?
I'd call, just under the roof of this is we have a second floor here, upstairs.
You have an upstairs, okay, but if you didn't have an upstairs, what would you call what's between this ceiling and the roof?
Attic.
Okay. And the room that you cook in?
Kitchen.
What do you call the little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods?
That's a closet.
Okay. What do you call a lot of old worthless things that you need to throw away?
My folks call it junk.
Okay. What would you call a room that you use to store that in?
Storage room.
Okay. If you're talking about your wife cleaning up, doing the daily housework, what would you say she does every morning?
House cleaning.
Okay. What does she sweep with?
Broom.
Years ago on Monday morning, women usually did what?
On Monday morning?
Yes, sir. What they used to do on Monday morning. Do it all the time now, I do.
Wash.
Right. How do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
On the stairway.
All right. If you had stairs both inside the house and outside the house, would you call them by a different name? Would you still call both of them?
I'd call one outside and one inside stairway.
You'd still call them stairways?
Stairway, yeah.
Okay. What's that built across the front of your house called that I walked up on when I came here?
The porch.
Okay. What would you call one of those that was big and had columns under it? Would you still call it a porch?
Yes.
Okay. Can you have a porch on more than one floor?
Sure.
What do you call the one that's upstairs?
No, I don't. I wouldn't know what. I'd just call it the the upper porch.
Okay. Do you call, the one at the back door the same thing?
Yes.
If it has a roof on it, does it make any difference what you call it? Do you call it the same thing if it has a roof on it or if it doesn't have a roof on it?
I would.
You would, okay. Mm-hmm. If the door is open, you don't want it that way, you tell someone to do what?
Close it.
What you call the boards on the outside of a house that lap over each other?
That's the weather boarding.
If you want to hang something out in the barn, you just take a nail and do what? You want to hang something up, you take a nail and do what to it with a hammer?
Drive a nail and hang a, yeah, whatever.
All right, if the nail didn't go far enough then, you'd say it's got to be?
If it don't go far enough in.
If it didn't go far enough in the first time, what would you say about it, besides an ugly word?
I hardly...